remember the name of the Lord our God.
Lelani Newman's friends and family prayed and sang outside the Marathon County courtroom, where she and her attorney had just told Judge Vincent Howard that she would not take the witness stand in her own defense.
Now, did you discuss this fully with your attorney?
Yes, I did.
And it's your decision then not to testify in these proceedings?
Yes.
The surprising turn of events happened after the prosecution called its last witness, Joseph Monaco, a pediatrician who was one of the first doctors to see Karen Newman on the day she died.
Completely pulseless, non-breathing. The patient looked extremely emaciated and was totally non-responsive. The pupils were fixed and dilated.
Monaco told the courtroom that Kara's condition, an advanced case of diabetes, was not something that happened overnight.
This patient had been progressing over days, if not weeks, into a diabetic state.
But testimony earlier in the week from several eyewitnesses painted a different picture, according to Newman's attorney, Gene Linehan.
To a casual observer, Kara Newman would have appeared healthy on Thursday, March 20, 2008.
Appeared healthy just 3 days before her death. When the prosecution and the defense agreed to that stipulation, Linehan decided not to call any witnesses, including Kara's mother. The prosecution contends that Kara went into a diabetic coma the night before she died, and the family should have known that praying was not enough to save her. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.